Good morning, everyone. It's a great pleasure to see you all here at Lambeth, and it's a great privilege for us at Lambeth House to be able, once again, to contribute some small elements to the ongoing and crucial work of the Christian-Muslim Forum. In recent years, it's been one of those things which I look at with increasing admiration and gratitude for the way in which it is taken some of the messages of interfaith understanding and cooperation to the grassroots level, but actually begun to make a difference to lives of ordinary people in this country. Every time I attend some international interfaith event with scholars or leaders, the question comes up sooner or later, but how do we communicate this at the grassroots level? How do we communicate this at street level? And I'm always able to say, very happily and gratefully, well, we have a little bit of experience of that, and it's represented in this room today. So my first observation is simply to say thank you. Thank you for what you have contributed, individually and corporately, to the ongoing work of understanding and building relationship. I have really only two other things to say today. The first is to pick up a phrase which I know I've used many times about interfaith relationship, but which still seems to me to be at the heart of all we seek to do. When we seek to understand someone from another community of faith, you don't understand them simply by staring them in the eyes. You don't understand them by confrontation. You understand them when you see their face turned towards God. And in every authentic, transforming event of interfaith encounter, that is what will make the difference. When you are genuinely able to see your neighbor's face turned towards God, and they can see yours turned towards God. When that has begun to happen, then, and only then, can you turn towards each other with a degree of expectation, patience, and charity. Now, I believe that the work of the Forum has, from the beginning, had something of that vision at its very centre. And I believe that its life and its future, the contribution it will be able to make, will depend on that willingness to look at the other person's face turned towards God. And that means not only at the local level, simply witnessing the prayer and the spiritual life of your neighbours as individuals, it also means looking to one another to see what's being done in the name of God and for the sake of God. Because the work of constructive and creative love in community is part of the face turned towards God. In both of our traditions, we do not allow any wedge to be driven between the love of God and our commitment and compassion and charity, patience and delight to our neighbour. So, if we say that we seek in dialogue to look at the other person's face turned towards God, then surely we have also to say, in the spirit of the Common Word Declaration, which made such a difference to our dialogue a couple of years ago, we have to say we look at one another's face turned towards the neighbour for the sake of God and in the name of God. And that leads me on to the second observation I'd like to feed in at this point. We live in a society where very often the major means of communication, the major voices of our culture, seem to treat religion, time and again, not just as an eccentricity, but as an eccentricity of individuals. Every individual has the right to believe what they choose. And we, who are Christians, who are Muslims, we know, of course, that religion is not a matter of an individual's feeling or opinion, not a matter of something that makes us as individuals feel good or safe or happy. It's a matter of responding to a truth that is given to us so that the whole world may be transformed and liberated. We know that the witness of community is inseparable from the witness of faith. Now, notoriously, Christians and Muslims approach this in very different ways. There are serious differences between us, our histories and our theologies, about how we understand this. And yet, what we do know is that the word and work of God is never something addressed to any human being in isolation. When God acts, what happens is a community. When God acts, what happens is a community. Both of our traditions take that completely for granted. And that is one of the great difficulties that we have in explaining ourselves at times to the culture in which we live. Why all this interest in community? Why can't you just be content to stay in your small corners, holding your strange beliefs, and not interfering with the public square at all? And Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, all people of traditional faith will have to turn back to the culture and say, but that is not how we understand the gift we've been given. Because it's a gift given for the flourishing of the relationship, of community, of the whole society. We don't ask to be tolerated as individuals with strange ideas. We ask to be engaged with as people who have something they want to give into the life and the health of the whole of our society and the whole of our world. That, it seems to me, is one of the central aspects of the work of the Forum. Keeping before a not very sympathetic and not always very well informed culture. That shared hope, that broad horizon of faith, which is what most deeply animates us. The love of God, love and commitment to our human neighbours, so that community may exist and justice may come to be in the world in a way that reflects God's will, God's very character. And that's why, of course, it's very important that the leadership of our faith communities is engaged in the ways that it is in the Forum, in the ways that are represented again in this room today. Those who have responsibility, teaching, energizing, moving on communities of faith, are those who, above all, have a strong commitment to the social, the community dimension of faith. And that's why it is so crucially important that they learn to understand one another and to thank God for one another. I hope that in the events which bring together the leadership of religious communities, Christian and Muslim, we discover not only human friendship, but, as I've just hinted, that capacity to say thank you to God for what the other is doing in community and for community. I realise that there may be times, as in the famous Lions and Vickers football matches, where it may be extremely difficult to give thanks to God for a neighbour of the other faith tradition, and yet, throughout our work, that is what we aim at. The freedom, the capacity to be thankful. If the leadership of communities cannot engage, communities can't engage. If our communities can't engage with one another, we can't identify together the things that are most important for us to work for in our society and in our world. When we see in one another, locally or globally, signs of injustice, bad practice, betrayal of God and the neighbour, then we need not just to point a finger and say words of accusation. We need to engage and understand and together learn how to do better. Whether it's to do with distant parts of the globe or it's to do with our own neighbourhood, that is how we move forward. And that, to go back to where I started, that is how we begin to see the face of God in one another. I hope then today that as we share the stories of the experience of encounter. Those two bits of the vision will be somewhere in the mixture. The sense that we're looking for the face of our brother or sister turned to God, turned to the world. The sense that we are seeking to defend and understand the community dimension of faith, which is so importantly expressed and focused in the work and the lives of religious leaders in local communities. But finally, what we all wish to do, that which we all wish to serve, is the will of God for human flourishing, human justice, for the joy for which God has made us all. The joy that comes from conformity to the nature and will of God. The joy that comes from being able to receive one another as gifts from God. Interfaith dialogue can be technical, difficult, high level and abstract, and sometimes it can feel like going through the motions of being polite. I remember a very, very long afternoon in Beijing a few years ago, where I was invited to a session of interfaith dialogue, which consisted of about 25 people saying one after the other through the interpreter that their faith was all in favour of peace and justice, and they were very committed to this religious dialogue. And when I heard that 24 times, I was almost inclined to get up and say no to all that, because it seemed to me at no point to connect with anyone's real questions or real issues, and had very little to do with the love, the energy that animates communities of faith. We can do better than that. And by the gift of God, we have, I think, in the Christian Muslim Forum done better than that. May that long continue, and may God bless all the efforts that you undertake for that, the sake of that vision and that purpose. Thank you very much.